She was singing, "My eyes, my heart, my mind has been colored by the nectar of my Lord, or my Guru." That is what the Guru is trying to do, to soak you, to remind you of your own divine being. They have called this in a thousand different ways, as a man that is blind and regaining his eyesight. Of someone who is crippled and can walk. Of someone who is dead and get life back. This is all different ways to try to hint of this transformation that can happen. Beloved Master, I want with these words express my gratefulness for being here. My main issue is that I've been experiencing more and more that there were no places for me to be anywhere, no places I can express and get back an understanding and acceptance for the way I am. It's very difficult to find a place like that in this world, because who is teaching you to just be as you are? Everybody is teaching you to become something else. And that's why nobody finds peace. So anybody who is connected with some innocence in themselves, who is longing for something real, they will feel un-at-ease in the world. They will never find a place. That's why so many feels at home when you come here. At last you can stop. Lately, during this story, I have realized it is because I am not clear enough in my expression. I am searching for love and its manifestations, and when it is appearing in front of me, I have no abilities to manage with it. The fear is holding me back. the fear that love will disappear and I have to do something to hold it, to possess it, to keep it, and I lose it. I want to get empowered to stand, hold out in this feeling instead of losing it. That love is coming in, is going away. That love moves. I want to get empowered to follow its movements, get in tune with its movements. Then I think I will experience that I'm always there where love is, and I will follow the movement. Thank you for letting me be with you. I open my eyes and I see you in the beloved friends, in their eyes, in their movements, in their touch, their voices, the smell of their bodies. They are beautiful, so loving people. I take all these impressions with me going back to my home country. I sit in silence to integrate love. See you in Brazil, Maria. I would like to get a new name. My name is just connected with sorrow, and I don't want to be sad anymore. That's why it's so important to get rid of the past, Maria, to drop the past, because it's just sorrow. That is what sannyas is the new. You say you've been seeing more and more that there was no places for you. They call this in India, they call this Kali Yoga. It's the age of darkness, where spirituality is almost lost on the planet. It's the dark ages. The dark ages was not in the past. No, in the spiritual sense, it's now. And especially in the West, they have not focused on that at all. They have focused on the outside. So anybody who wants to find their being, where can they look then? I didn't find anything, and I was longing, and I had to go all the way to India. Luckily, I found. And in some mysterious ways, no, they sent me here now, back to the West. No, they don't even need to go to India now. So that is also. Enlightened beings comes in the West, in the North, in the South, everywhere, because it's needed. But it's still very new. It's been forgotten. So there you say, no places I can just be and accept the way I am. That is the whole work of the Master, to reconnect you again with who you are, to bring you back to yourself. That is what is happening here. So you can find peace. Lately, during this story, I have realized it is because I'm not clear enough in my expression. First, you have to become clear, otherwise your whole life will just be a chaos. So first, become clear. That is why I also like to have longer retreats, because you need it. You have to become first clear, then you have to become settled in that clearness. Then, from that clarity, then you make decisions. That's what you should do here, if you have insight of clarity. then you should decide. Because suddenly, when you go out, then again you get involved. You get become foggy again. You get doubt, you get mind. The mind takes over, your habits takes over. So you make decisions when you are clear and then follow them. That's what you should do. And when doubt comes, then you remember, I made this decision in a state of clarity, or a state of seeing. No, I don't want to get influenced by that mind. I stick to my clarity. That's what you should do. I am searching for love and its manifestation, and when it's appearing in front of me, I have no abilities to manage with it. Yeah, you have to be clear and available for love. If it's too much of your past, of your mind, then you can't deal with love then. You miss it. Because it's very quick. You have to be settled in the moment. The fear is holding me back. That's what is happening. You have to face your fears and get rid of your fears. The fear that love will disappear and I have to do something to hold it, to possess it, to keep it, and then I lose it. You cannot hold on to anything. How can you hold on to love? Where do you find love? Where is it? Show me. Show me where love is. It's a state of being. You can't hold on to it. But you can be in it. You can become it. How can you hold on to the air? Impossible. But you are so used to just physical things, physical appearance, that you have forgotten the spiritual way, the spiritual dimension. So, of course, the body, the physical, can only, I want to hold on to it. Like you hold on to your car, like a thing. But you cannot hold on to anything. Realizing that, you relax. If that is not understood, if that is not realized, you will always be suffering. Because you hold on to the false, or everything that comes will go. You have to go deeper than the things. So that's why you have been suffering. No, you have felt love, trying to hold on to it, then you lose it. You cannot possess it, you have to surrender to love. You have to let go into love. You have to trust. That's the only way love can come. That's the only way love can come. If you let go, if you trust, if you surrender, then love itself will embrace you. Because you are courageous enough to let go of all your past. I want to get empowered to stand, hold out in this feeling of losing. You don't need to get empowered anything, it's all out of the New Age books. Hold out in this feeling of losing. What can you lose? You have nothing to fear, you have nothing to get empowered, or you have nothing. You are perfect as you are, relax. Only the mind, the ego, that wants to do something. Who wants to get empowered? You are God itself. What doesn't God need to be more empowered? Come back to yourself. Only the ego wants to be empowered. More empowered so I can hold more tight to love. With my love. This is not how it works. You have to drown into work, and only you can only drown to love if you allow yourself to drown, which is fearful, because you're dying. That's what meditation is. That's what I'm teaching you here, the art of dying. Dying into love. The mind always be afraid. Only when you have been touched by love, you've been touched by the truth, you've been touched by bliss, then you can allow it. That is the insight. That is self-realization. You cannot do anything. You have to let go. I want to get empowered to follow its movement, get in tune with its movement. Then I think I will experience that I'm always there where love is. I will follow the movement. When you find love in you, then love follows you then. Just do it the other way. Wherever you go, love goes. You don't even need to think about love. That is what I call freedom. Then you can go anywhere, you don't miss. Because love is not there outside somewhere, you cannot possess it. Then love is everywhere. You are the breeze of love. That is the transformation. Not that you trying to catch that little whiff that comes, oh, and then it's lost. No, you are that breeze itself. But then the little has to die. Thank you for letting me be with you. I open my eyes and see. I see you in the beloved friends. That's good, because now I have cleaned your eyes now, so you can see more and more of the beauty. The more beautiful you become, the more beauty you will see. Only beauty can reflect beauty. Only lovers can understand the language of love. I see it in the friends, in the eyes, in the movements, in the touch, in the voices. They are beautiful, loving people. Yes. They are. They've been eating me, they've been drinking me. They've been drowning. I take all these impressions with me going back to my home country. Where's your home country?
Greece.
Greece? You have a house there?
Yes.
In a way. It's beautiful water there, no, in Greece, no? I like. You can go back to my home country, but your home country, let it be a love country. Then all countries are yours. That's my country. If you look at the planet from the sky, you know, outside, that's why many people, they went to the moon, the astronauts, they became religious people, no? They weren't religious before. Maybe Christian, you know, maybe Buddhist or whatever. But looking, and then they see the planet. That's where we live. And no borders. How can make borders? Then they realize, this, look, we live on that beautiful planet, and we all one, no? That's how it is when you have a vision, when you can see, then you see oneness. If you are lost, then you are lost down there, then you don't see. You don't see the forest for trees, no? You have to have come higher. So the higher you get, the more clarity, the more vision, then you can see things as they are. then all these countries and borders is all nonsense, just man-made. And you fight and you kill and you argue for borders and religions and ideas and even football matches. So stupid. That is the normal human beings. What is normal? What is extraordinary is to be happy, is to be free. I see you in Brazil. Very good, Maria. You will love it there. I like to get a new name. My name, I just connect with sorrow. I don't want to be sad anymore. Maybe name is possible, but that is just the beginning, you know. You have to live up to the name. Beloved Master, thank you for the blessings of being your disciple. I love you so much. To be able to sit with you and be your disciple is the greatest blessing. Thank you for receiving me again in your love and melting me. You got a little frozen, Kalyani? Huh? You got cold out there? Huh? No, you see, no? How easy it is to get cold. You need to have a lot of heat to stay warm all the time, a lot of consciousness. Otherwise, you get cold, no? Thank you for melting me. I am hot, I will melt you. The master has to melt, you know. That's another way to disappear. To be ice is not, ice is cold, is stagnant. But it has the same consistency in it as water. It's the same thing. It's just cold, frozen. Then you get hard. No, then I have to melt you. Then that same ice becomes liquid, no? Then it starts running. Then you become a river. Then you start laughing because it tickles you when you become a river. The ice is just totally stagnant. For thousands of years can be hard. Permafrost. And then miracle of miracles, you start melting. But it is a period where the ice is freaking out. Oh my God, I'm melting. That is exactly what is happening for you. Then you scream, oh, I'm afraid. Oh, what is happening? I don't recognize myself. Just understand the process and you will be so happy. No, it's the time. Let go. Melt. I can't express with words how much I love you. You don't need to express. I know, Kalyani. Immensely grateful at your feet. Be careful out there in the wild world. You are studying now still? Working. Study, work, boyfriends, all that is dangerous things. But remember, if it's any love, true love, then it gives you freedom then. Nobody wants to hold you back if they love. Impossible. And don't let anything hold you back that holds you back from yourself. Dear beloved, today's session was so strong on me. A lot of crying came up. Thoughts like, I'm alone, and a call for mom. Well, I guess this has to do with my childhood, when I felt that I was all by myself. Where's Lena? I also want to take sannyas, but a lot of the same fears and stuff from the mind comes up when I take this decision. I don't want to feel alone anymore. I want to be free from myself and all the rotten patterns that I have been carrying for ages. Well, that is all for now. Hugs and love, yours, Lena. That's enough for now. If you can be ready to drop all the rotten patterns that you have carried for ages, that is quite enough. Don't go for too much. I also want to take sannyas, but a lot of the same fears and stuff from the mind comes up when I take this decision. Of course, because sannyas needs courage, and the mind is not courageous. It wants to hold on to the past. So I would advise you, don't take sannyas if you are not courageous, if you don't feel that courage, that no, enough is enough. I want to listen to myself, not to the fear. That's you have to, otherwise you're going into trouble for the moment, because sannyas is a dedication. No, I want to listen to my own heart. I don't want to be part of the mob, to the masses, to the sheep. I want to ignite my own intelligence in my mind, in my heart, in your beings. I want to be truthful. That is what sannyas is. And of course, the fear, the mind is going to try everything. But who do you want to listen to now? For ages, you've been trying this, to listen to the mind. All these rotten patterns that you have carried for ages. You know how that goes. Try something new. My suggestion. I mean, who am I? And remember, sannyas is your thing. I can initiate you into sannyas, but it's your decision. And it's your decision to drop it. And it's your decision to take it again. And to drop it again. I'm just a witness to it. If it can help you, great. But this can be an initiation to your own freedom. But you have to be ready. and you have it in you. Don't listen to that mind that is full of fear, because the mind knows that sannyas will be is that. No, you have different friends now. And truth is much stronger than the lies, because they are real. Of course, in the beginning it feels the other way, because you used to just lies. And truth looks very shaky. You almost got hurt by listening to the truth. That's why so few people are interested in the truth. The lies is very comforting. Blah, blah, blah. Everything is so fine. It takes courage to look at yourself, to break free. So that is the situation. It's a declaration for yourself, Lena, that enough is enough. Yeah, of course you know it. I'm just making it clear. You all know everything, but I'm just making things clear. When you get enlightened also, you will just say, I knew it already. Yeah, I know. I know that, but you have to come to that I know it already. Then you can just laugh about it. What is it all about? That's what I'm wondering about. But as long as we enjoy, here we go. For me, it's just amazing to listen the fears and the mind and all that. It doesn't exist. But I have to play your games, because you are stuck in it. But when you're free of it, then you see, oh, I knew it already. But why then have you been suffering for ages? Because you didn't know. That's what I'm trying to impart into you. This knowledge that you can see, that you can accept things as they are, is always been there. But you have never stood up for it consciously. No? Any fear now? No. What is there now then? Can you find a word for this? No? Try. What could it be? What could this be? If you try to find a word, where do you find this word? Where, yeah, of course the words come from the mind, but what can express this? What could that feeling, this what you are touching now? Love. Is it good? That is there, no? Under all the protection and all the fears and all the old stuff and all the garbage, there the diamond is.
Thank you.
The guru is there to remind you of your own being, of that side of yourself that you have forgotten. It is there. That's why all these songs, they praise the guru, the master, because how otherwise will you come back? The guru is the proof. Last night it was the most amazing full moon over the mountains. And the moon is something very mysterious. And I remembered how much I love the full moon down the ages and the mountains, the full moons over the big mountains. Because the moon, wherever you have been on the planet, the moon is the same. And in all the traditions, the full moon is something beautiful, something mysterious, almost something sacred. And especially this full moon in July, which is, in India they call it Guru Purnima, is the full moon of the master, of the guru. And why in July they call it? Because it's the rainy season and it's dark clouds. And then when the moon sticks out from those dark clouds, it's even more mysterious, more beautiful. And that is the image, the meaning of the guru. Guru is the darkness, the illusions, the dreams, the ignorance. And Ru is the destroyer, the remover of the ignorance, the darkness, the mind, the confusion. That is the meaning of the guru. And in India, in Nepal, in the East, it's a holiday, even up till today. Because the best thing that can happen in somebody's life is to find a guru. That is totally forgotten, or it has never been in the West. But they know, still to this day, they know that how can you remember if you don't have a guru? How can you come back? So it's a long tradition. Of the celebrations of all the masters, of all the gurus, past, present, future, on this full moon. And in the old days, when they still were just walking in the time of the great sages and Buddhas, then they normally stopped. Like Buddha, he used to stop in the rainy season, in the monsoon. And the same for the gurus, because too difficult to move around in the rain, in the mud. So then they stop for 3 months, 4 months. And then this tradition became even stronger, because when the guru is in one place, then in some mysterious way, people start coming. Just like bees to the honey. Those who are thirsty, they come. It might take a little time, but they come. And that's how it always grew, because then for 3 months they were in one place and people could listen, they could feel something. They remembered something. And then the caravanserai got bigger and bigger. So the guru is a very most beautiful word, but in the West, where they have no idea, they have no clue what it means, because they have never felt love, compassion, joy in their hearts. So then the ego just judge it, of course, because the ego can only understand egos, and hearts understand hearts, and beings understand beings. They said in the ancient times, then Lord Shiva had a little gathering in the mountains with some saints and sages to teach the truth. And everybody was bowing to Shiva, of course. He was the guru, he was the master. And Parvati, who was his wife, was also there, like a good wife should be. Taking care, maybe he needed some chai, most probably he did. Or some coffee, where's the coffee? And then everybody was bowing down to Shiva in pranams, thank you. But Shiva, he was doing pranams somewhere else. And then the wife asked, no, everybody is doing pranam to you, thanking you, but you are bowing down also. Who are you bowing down to? And he said, I'm bowing down to the Guru. Because this is how it has been. It's been going down for thousands of years. Those who remind people of the spirit, of the heart. And Shiva was a really cool guru, a master. You cannot put him in a box. They call him Mahayogi, the greatest yogi. He is the greatest yogi. And then also, he is in a relationship. He is a householder. He has a family. That, in the Indian tradition, is very opposite. Normally you are like this or you are like that. But he has both sides. And not only that, but he is also a dancer. I'm also a dancer. I also have a relationship. I'm also a yogi. I'm also Shiva. Carrying on this crazy tradition. You cannot put those in any box. Life is too vast to put you in a box. Like this or like that. And I also always bow down to my master. So as long as it has been human beings on this planet, there have been gurus. And without the masters, without the gurus, then how to find a way back home? So it might look like I'm doing many things, but I'm only doing pranam to my guru. Their heart is always doing, bowing down to the masters. For without them, we would just be lost in samsara, in illusions, in dreams. They say 20,000 years ago, one person was coming out from the mountains, big mountains of the Himalayas. That is the first guru, the first yogi, they said, Adi Yogi, Adi Guru. And then a gang of people, of course, got attracted to him, like they always do, when he came down from his heights. But he didn't want to say anything. He was just absorbed in his own bliss, his own silence. The only thing they saw sometimes was that just tears was rolling down from his eyes, because it was too much bliss in him. And then slowly, slowly, people have no patience, they have all their things, they have their studies, they have their work, they have their boyfriends and girlfriends and studies and dreams. So they disappeared. Only 7 people stayed. And they said that for a whole lifetime, they were just sitting there with him. 70, 80 years. Then he realized that these people are really, I don't get rid of them. I have to accept them. And they are so melted in me already now that they are shining. They have definitely proved themselves. So then he started teaching them and talking to them. And those 7 become the first gurus that spread the message in India and all over. So they must have this 7 people, they have the system of 7 chakras when it's all integrated. So that's how the story goes, down to this day. But still, I just love the Himalayas, I don't know why. And the full moon. And the silence. thus far, I wonder if the mind itself needs healing from the heart, so the mind can be safe and at peace. I don't want more fight between the two, the heart and the mind. I have taught myself into sickness. The immune cells in my body are attacking the brain cells. It is called MS. MS is known in the human history for over 600 years. It's too deep and complicated for my mind to understand. This has given me a great opportunity to stop, cut all the bullshit, and relax. First of all, I want to thank you, Swar, for all your love and healing. I could never have managed this alone. Never. That is the role of the Guru. It's impossible alone. This is how it always has been. No, you have also seen it. You have realized it. I also want to thank all the beautiful sannyasins around you. Thank you, Swaha, from my heart. Greetings from a happy Vegad. From one happy heart to another, then, greetings. Vegad. I wonder if the mind itself needs healing from the heart. When the heart takes over, that is the healing. Who cares about the mind then? The mind is very powerful because the focus has been on the mind. When you shift focus into the heart and the energy gets settled there again, and it takes over, it gets awakened, the mind has nothing to say. And the heart, the consciousness, is the master. It's only that the mind, in some mysterious way, have managed to sneak up on the throne. It's like to have a little rascal running the whole castle. No wonder it become messy. But now the heart is coming back again. That's what it means to wake up. And when the heart wakes up, then that bugger will realize, oh my God, I'm in deep shit. I better get down from this throne before anybody sees me. I cannot play this game anymore. And when the mind finds its right place, which is to function, you have to have the mind. Nothing wrong with the mind. But it's wrong when that is in charge. So when your consciousness is waking up, your heart is waking up, then the mind finds it all its own place. Then it's functioning beautiful, because then it is like it should be. Then it becomes just like a loyal dog. It just lays there. And when you say, Rex, let's go for a walk, then he goes. And you can meditate on anything, and even if the mind sometimes, especially in the beginning, is going, come, let's go for a walk, let's do something, because sometimes they're restless. Then you just say, no. Then he learns. So it's just don't give it any attention. That is the right method. Don't give it any attention. It is used to you listening to the mind, and that's why it's hard. Now you start listening to silence, to consciousness, to your own heart, your own being. Then, of course, the mind will just slowly become more and more quiet. You have entered a different room in your being. That what is the meaning to bring the all that energy from the head to the heart. Then you become quite subtle. And from the heart to the belly. Then silence. Then your mind is functioning when you need it, from silence. That who was so obnoxious before, so unruly, becomes very nice and very intelligent. Because you have a good leader. You have somebody in charge who's coming from consciousness. If the mind is in charge, everything will be messy. And that's how most people's lives are. They are messy. They are confused. They have lost direction. They want to do everything and nothing. They can never decide. I have taught myself into sickness. Then stop thinking, then maybe you come back into health. Who knows? And remember, all bodies has this problem. It's like a car. There's always something wrong. Something gets fixed. That with everything physical is something wrong. But you are not the body. You are healthy. You are health itself. Remember this and be happy. MS is known in the human history for over 6,000 years. Who cares? Consciousness is known for 600 million years. Bodies come and go, consciousness stays. Yeah, cut all the bullshit and relax. Because all this stress, worried, thinking, mind, that creates sickness, worry. Which is now like one of the worst diseases, stress, worry. Why? Because people are going totally in the mind. They have forgotten everything else. They are very shallow. Come back to your own being, then everything stills, slows down, relaxes. I want to thank you for all your love and healing. I could not have managed this alone, never. That's the truth. I know how it is, Vay God. I've been there. My whole work is first to let, in all different ways, release all your tensions, your mind, your stress, your worry, your fears, your past, your ignorance. Then only can you get the taste of bliss, of silence, of consciousness, of freedom, of love. Then next, relax. Get used to it. Settle into it. Embrace it. It might take some time because you are used to running, you are used to the mind, you are used to being a slave of your habits. Be patient. Be dedicated. Be committed, and it will happen. It is happening. Aum Shanti.
Sierra.